Crossbreed Holster Studios. 10 years on the air
and 10 years on target. This is Armed American Radio.
You know, the right to bear arms is because that's the last form of defense against tyranny.
We're making the Second Amendment great again.
I am a very strong supporter of the Second Amendment.
Educating, informing, and entertaining responsibly armed citizens from coast to coast. Here is your host of Armed American Radio, Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Monster Cast continues. Hour two, A.W.R. Hawkins. We had him on Friday. We got him today, Thanksgiving Day weekend. I've got so much to cover with you over the course of the next 2 hours. We're going to go right to A.W.R. Hawkins right now at the top of the hour because I've only got him for 2 seconds. I wasn't sure, A.W.R., what the Thanksgiving weekend program was going to look like, whether I was going to be solo. And I've wound up with Alan Gottlieb, Patricia Huff, now you. We've got Rob Pincus coming up at the end of this hour. So it's been a dynamite show so far. So thank you for taking more time out of your holiday weekend. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Hey, let's cover quickly. This story is breaking today, as you know, and I don't want to waste a lot of time on it because it's Mexico. But there are now at least 21 dead in a running gun battle down there in a country where gun control is 100%. The average citizen simply cannot buy a gun. Here's the headline from Fox earlier today. Mexican gun battle near Texas border between suspected cartel members. Police leaves at least 21 dead. How long is it going to take before the gun grabbers here start blaming Americans?
It won't take long. It'll be before the day's over. But it is interesting to note Mexico literally has all the gun controls that the Democrats promised us would make America safe. And they only have one gun store in the whole country. One in the whole country. And it's run by the government. It takes at least 6 documents to pass the background check. And that's only for the part of the check that works off paperwork. There are other things that are checked too, but universal checks, of course, private gun sales, illegal, of course, and on I could go. It doesn't do any good. You can't stop a determined attacker. That's a fool's dream. And it just stands to reason, and it needs to be said again and again. Only thing that's going to stop a good guy with a gun or a bad guy with a gun is a good guy with a gun. That's just how it is.
And you know,
and I know you and I are going to discuss that happening in Georgia yesterday. I'm not trying to jump ahead. I know we're going to get to that.
Yeah.
But that's the only thing that'll stop a bad guy with a gun are bullets flying at him. That's it.
You know, it's interesting, AWR, because both you and I know that when we say before this day is out, man, before midnight pops and the next day begins, even if we're wrong on that and it takes till tomorrow on Monday, the American gun grabbers are going to blame the law-abiding and the lawful purchase of firearms in America on. That's what they're going to blame Mexico on. They're going to somehow blame that our right to bear arms here in the United States is a contributing factor to the cartel violence in Mexico. And it's a joke to suggest in any way, shape, or form that a cartel with unlimited funds, and in large part due to American demand for drugs as well as everywhere else around the world, not just the United States, but unlimited funds, that they couldn't get firearms from anywhere else in the world is just a flat-out dishonest lie. Agreed?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
100%. But, you know, it's important to note how much higher the violence and such in Mexico is. If you can look at Breitbart stories I've done on it, the violence and homicides and different things in Mexico, it makes Chicago look like, doesn't make Chicago look quite like Mayberry, but pretty close.
Chicago and Mayberry, that's a comparison, isn't it, listener? All right, let's go. I like to use this. If you show me a city in decay in America, an urban center in decay in America, I will show you a city run by socialists for decades at every level. You'll note that I pretty much don't even use the term Democrat anymore. If I do, it's just a habit over many, many years. But the Democrat Party is a socialist party now. They're out. They own it. So let's just give them what they are and brand them for what they are, and that's socialist. But if you show me a city in decay in America, large urban center, I will show you a city controlled by socialists at every decade, at every level for decades. New Orleans is no different. We had 11 people wounded in New Orleans. And I love your headline, 11 wounded after gunman attacks in Democrat-controlled New Orleans. What happened in the city of New Orleans? I got engaged there. I love New Orleans. What happened there?
Someone opened fire on Canal Street around about 3:30 a.m. And you do have to give it up for the police. And I mean, the police responded so quick that they got to be there in time to hear the last of the gunshot.
Yeah.
According to CNN. But, you know, even then, that's too late. You have to be armed to defend yourself. But the thing is, 11 people are shot. And I hate to say what I'm going to say, but I'm going to say it. And it dovetails with your point. This didn't really catch my eye too much because violence like this is so common in a Democrat-controlled city. You're like, you know, hey, another weekend in New Orleans. It's like when this kind of thing happens in Chicago, which is almost every day. You're like, another evening in Chicago. And it's what the Democrats create with their policies. I love it. The Democrats run on making life better for blacks and other minorities. They run on giving them more opportunity and all this and all that. And what they really do, is enslave those very people with their policies, and they put their lives in danger. And you see it last night in New Orleans most clearly.
You know, it's those policies, those failed socialist policies that create the poverty and breed this type of activity. And we've watched, I mean, how much longer do we have to watch this go on? You know, it's interesting, AWR, you were not a part of this conversation on my weekday show last week, but I want to go here briefly because I did touch on the fact that Chicago super, you know, the chief of police, Eddie Johnson, what a joke this guy is. He gets popped drunk in his vehicle asleep on drugs and drinking, tells the mayor that, doesn't even get a sobriety test on the side of the road that would have had you and me locked up in the slammer and costing us tens of thousands of dollars and looking at possible loss of job and everything else in a wrecked future because of the same things that he did, that he got to say, well, I think I should be investigated. You need to investigate me. And he skates and he starts blaming the violence in Chicago last week again on lax gun laws in Wisconsin and Indiana. And if that were the case, if that were true, the normal mind would process, well, if that's the case, then why isn't Indiana and Wisconsin have the same problem Chicago has? If that's the case. And he says that they're able to go up and bring back bags and bags, sacks of guns from those states, which I thought, gee, I didn't know you could do that. If I'd have known that, I'd be going to Wisconsin to bring back sacks of guns. You can't do that. He's a liar. And it's the same type thing we see when you talk about these Democrat policies. Isn't it the utter failure of his police work and the Democrat policies combined or socialist parties combined in Chicago that caused these problems?
Right. Plus their lack of enforcement of the laws they pass. And I know that during Obama era, I wrote that of all the federal jurisdictions in America, Chicago was either dead last or next to dead last on the gun crimes. So on top of the fact that they've handcuffed the law-abiding citizens with gun control, they've basically promised for their actions, they've promised to criminals there won't be really any real punishment for breaking those laws. So the only people who obey the gun control laws are the law-abiding citizens who don't want to go to the pen. And everyone else who's willing to either die or go to jail, they have any kind of gun they want, and they prey on the law-abiding citizens.
Every single week we talk about this. Every single week. It's the same subject, but it's a different example with the exact same outcome. And I love what Trump said. It's reminiscent of what Trump said in his campaign in 2016. What have you got to lose? Because at some point in time, somebody's going to have to wake up and stop pulling the lever for these people and go, wait a minute, and have some type of epiphany. And too many people are being sold a bill of goods. I think that day's coming. I really do believe that day is coming. With the next minute that we have left, I don't want to spend too much time on this because I talked with Alan about this in great detail in the previous hour. Supreme Court to hear case against New York City gun control. How do you feel about this?
I don't know. I'll be honest with you. I don't know what's going to happen. You know, the fact that New York City has thrown out the ordinance, I don't know what that could do. To change the way the justices look at it. I mean, there are too many variables for me. I'm happy they're hearing it, but I'm in a wait-and-see posture.
Which is a safe bet. It's a safe bet. And, you know, as you know, because you've spoken to Alan recently, you've seen him recently, he feels very, very good about the case. That's what he said in the previous hour. And, you know, generally speaking, when Alan feels good about something, I do too. The only concern I have about this is if, in fact, the justices hear this case and then decide, it's moot based on what they hear. That's the only concern I have. It's a very slim, small sliver of concern, but it's still there. The fact that they're taking this and they could have mooted this case months ago leads me to believe that we're going to get a favorable decision. So I tend to lean a little bit more towards Gottlieb with that. AWR, when we come back, we're going to talk about that Georgia case that you mentioned, and I want to cover Virginia with you. Those two subjects next with AWR Hawkins from Breitbart News. Don't go away.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
CAR, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. CAR Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible, and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org, mark@armedamericanradio.org. And together, we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org.
The finest safes in the world are made right here in the United States of America. At Vault Pro, made in the USA still means something. Don't be fooled by companies that sell cheap foreign-made safes. Owning a gun is one of our most sacred liberties, and with that liberty comes the responsibility to protect our guns with a secure safe. But we don't stop there. At Vault Pro, we also manufacture the highest quality vault doors, storm shelters, and safe rooms. Custom built at your request, we employ high-tech CAD safe and vault door design to protect what's important to you from theft, fire, or weather. When protecting your guns, valuables, and family, invest in the best safes on the market. Vault Pro. Visit online today at vaultprousa.com. That's vaultprousa.com, and check out our entire line from the finest handgun safes to modular safe rooms. Vault Pro has you protected. AAR listeners, you'll never know what you might see at vaultprousa.com. Protect what's important to you with a Vault Pro safe. Vault Pro is a veteran-owned company, strong supporter of Armed American Radio, and the Second Amendment.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show. Armed American Radio's MonsterCast, segment two. Here we go, because of the limited time with AWR Hawkins, and we've got Rob Pincus coming up next. I'm going to be able to follow up on some conversation with you in the next segment. Let's go directly back to AWR Hawkins. There are two stories I want to cover with you. Let's start first off with the happy ending. And, you know, a lot of people like to end with the happy ending, but happy endings make great beginnings as far as I'm concerned. This happened not too far down the street, AWR, from where I sit, as you know, in these studios, these Crossbreed Holster studios today. Bread delivery man foils armed robbery, shoots suspect twice. This was in Clayton County, Georgia. Go for it.
Well, yeah, that's it. He pulled up to the Hardee's to make his bread delivery, and when he did, he saw employees running out the back of the store, and he figured out that their guy had jumped the counter and was holding a gun at the clerk's face demanding money. And so he went to his truck, he retrieved his gun, he went back in, and he shot the armed robbery suspect two times. They exchanged gunfire. So there was a slight gun battle to some degree. And that's that. And so it's another situation of the law-abiding citizen having access to a firearm, knowing how to use it, being able to save lives.
This poses an interesting question. The two of us have discussed this many times. It gives us the opportunity to bring this up one more time. In this case, the individual, as you point out, and as WSB in Atlanta pointed out, as Fox 5 did in Atlanta pointed out, that the individual went back to his truck to retrieve his firearm. He did not apparently have the firearm on his person. But I'm going to ask you, I don't know if you know the answer to this. You probably don't. I'm not trying to put you on the spot. But do we know yet whether this bread delivery truck's employer has gotten involved because he had a gun? Do we know that yet?
I don't know that, no.
We see in all too many cases pizza deliveries, pizza delivery people or AWR convenience store robberies, where individuals wind up losing their jobs and their livelihoods because they're lawfully armed, but in violation of a store policy. So while we don't know whether or not that's the case, that is a concern in this, isn't it? This man could lose his job for saving someone's life, right?
Yeah, it's something to keep your eye on. But if we get a whiff that it's happening, and by we, I mean, freedom supporters, if you get a whiff that it's happening, it'll be time to shame that company. Shame them until they take their names off the side of the truck.
And we've seen that happen. That's been successful, where freedom lovers and patriots have come to the defense and aid of an individual who was being wrongly fired or terminated for simply defending himself or herself or someone else's lives, and that those people have, in fact, kept their job. You're right. That shaming must go on. So we will keep an eye on it. Let's go to Virginia next. I'm really concerned and worried about what's happening in the state of Virginia, and I know you are too. You're writing about it. I've said that Americans are going to be able to sit back now and watch this petri dish of a once conservative state. Well, let's face it, not once conservative. Virginia still is conservative. It's about three different regions in a bright red state that tipped the scales to the socialists and gave them control of the governor's mansion and both houses of the assembly. And that is Northern Virginia, Richmond, Petersburg area, and the Tidewater area, those three areas. The rest of the state, if you look at an electoral map, is bright red. But AWR, we're going to be able to sit and watch New Jersey gun control born in the state of Virginia now that the Democrats are controlling all three levers of power up there. I'm concerned because we now have, as you said, 22 Virginia counties declaring Second Amendment sanctuaries. That's awesome. But there could be confrontation in Virginia if people aren't careful. What do you think?
Oh, I think everything you said is correct. But I am very happy to see what I like about those declarations. Those are the people just saying, no, not going to happen. And I like that. But you're right. For those declarations to have teeth, someone's going to be standing up. And yeah, if someone on both sides stands up, then that confrontation, or at least the threat of it, is ever present. But I don't encourage that. I want to be clear on that. But at the same time, it's a reality. And it's how it's going to be, because you're either going to be free or you're not. And apparently the people in 22 counties have determined they are. And so that's where things stand.
And that number is going to rise. And I'm going to throw a couple things out. First of all, it's the threat of any confrontation comes not from the individuals who are defending their freedom and liberty, but it comes from the individuals who are threatening their and forcing them to have to defend their freedom and their liberty from an overreaching, overbearing, tyrannical government that is coming after and infringing upon their rights. I think you agree with that, correct?
Yeah, and that's exactly right. But what you have here, you have rulemakers who are completely separate as far as enforcement goes. They're separate from the bureaucracy they control. So it's just like when Beto O'Rourke was going to take everyone's AR-15. Well, he wasn't going to do it. He was going to send this officer and that officer to do it. And the officers probably had no desire to do it and probably would not have done it. That's my guess. But either way, see, he was just going to be a rulemaker and tell other people what to do and send them to do it. And Ralph Northam's going to be the same way. And so there are a lot of people who are going to have to say yes if such an order is issued. And so there's a chance for confrontation right there between Northam and the very people he thinks he controls
right
before it ever gets to these county levels. So there's a lot to watch right here to see what happens.
Yeah, this is going to play out right before Americans' eyes. The proactive move here is the county and the sheriff stepping up and saying, as you just said, not going to happen here. Not going to happen right in my hometown. That's a proactive move. Reactionary, yet still proactive, because they're stepping up in advance of this legislation and saying, you pass what you want. We're not going to enforce it here. And that then puts everything back, the onus, and we've seen this in Connecticut, AWR, with the knee-jerk reaction, of course, after Newtown, where we're registering, and we've seen virtually no compliance whatsoever. And I believe you and I at the same time have said to Connecticut, go enforce it. Go put 150,000 people, 200, 300, 1.5 million people in jail. They don't have the satellite radio moment words to enforce their laws. So does that mean that in Virginia, we're just going to see a bunch of posturing with no teeth from the socialists?
Well, I think you're right. I think you're going to – well, see, Northam only has to please, as you say, what is it, people in three counties or people in two? I can't think of where all their population is that votes Democrat. And that's really all he has to please. So he can pass the laws and let them lie fallow on the books, and that's fine. Because he can say he did what he was going to do. And it'll just – what it'll do is it'll just put more hoops for the law-abiding citizen to jump through. But it may not even be enforced, and so that's just another option. And so I assume that's what we're going to see in Virginia, because, you know, who knows how many other pictures of Northam at parties where people were wearing blackface and such are going to show up between now and then, and he's going to have to defend himself over that.
No question about it. AWR Hawkins, the great writer over at Breitbart News, award-winning. Thank you, AWR, for being here, and thanks for bringing these stories to America so that we can continue to read these things and stay up on top of this stuff and bring your voice here to Armed American Radio. This is a Petri dish in Virginia. I know that AWR is going to be covering it from beginning to end, if there ever is any end to this. Armed American Radio's Monster Cast in these Crossbreed Holster Studios. We'll be back right after this. Don't go away. Rob Pincus is coming up in the fourth segment as well. Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible, and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org. mark@armedamericanradio.org. And together, we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org.
The finest safes in the world are made right here in the United States of America. At Vault Pro, made in the USA still means something. Don't be fooled by companies that sell cheap foreign-made safes. Owning a gun is one of our most sacred liberties, and with that liberty comes the responsibility to protect our guns with a secure safe. But we don't stop there. At Vault Pro, we also manufacture the highest quality vault doors, storm shelters, and safe rooms. Custom built at your request, we employ high-tech CAD safe and vault door design to protect what's important to you from theft, fire, or weather. When protecting your guns, valuables, and family, invest in the best safes on the market. Vault Pro. Visit online today at vaultprousa.com. That's vaultprousa.com, and check out our entire line from the finest handgun safes to modular safe rooms. Vault Pro has you protected. AAR listeners, you'll never know what you might see at vaultprousa.com. Protect what's important to you with a Vault Pro safe. Vault Pro is a veteran-owned company, strong supporter of Armed American Radio, and the Second Amendment.
The Gun Box is the ultimate quick and accessible handgun safe, ideal for securing your firearm while not carrying on your person. Our cutting-edge technology and innovative safety features provide peace of mind while storing your handgun on a nightstand, desk, countertop, or anywhere you might need fast access. With the simple swipe of a finger, press of a custom key code, or the wave of an RFID card or fob, the Gun Box opens in seconds. Our modern design and sleek lines not only make it a great addition to any space, but is the perfect reason to bring your everyday carry gun out from hiding in the closet or the basement safe. Asking yourself, will my concealed carry weapon fit in the Gun Box? The answer is yes, as the Gun Box fits most full-size handguns with room to spare for extra magazines, a blade, and other items you carry for protection. The Gun Box was designed to be your go-to gun safe and is absolutely the best alternative for fast and reliable handgun storage. Visit us at thegunbox.com and use code AAR at checkout for 10% off any purchase of $259. Order your Gun Box today at thegunbox.com and use code AAR for 10% off.
We've all put ourselves in a potentially unsafe situation. Whether it's commuting at an odd hour, parking the car in that badly lit garage, or taking that nighttime run. So let's be real. We're not going to stop doing any of those things. The Taser Pulse Plus is here to help you approach every day with confidence and give you that backup if you ever need it. With an effective safety distance of up to 15 feet, delivering a 30-second cycle of muscular incapacitation, the Pulse Plus now has even more advanced safety features. It connects to the mobile safety app Noonlight to dispatch emergency services as soon as the Pulse Plus is triggered. No fumbling for the phone, no freezing up in fear. Pull the trigger and help is on the way. Protect yourself and your family with the leading brand in less lethal self-defense technology, Taser Self-Defense. Visit buy.taser.com and use the code AAR for 10% off the purchase of a consumer Taser device. That's buy.taser.com with the code AAR for 10% off.
Hey, welcome back. This segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by MyPillow.
Armed American Radio's Monster Cast. Wow, A.W.R. Hawkins was awesome, wasn't he? He always is, man. You know, I said during the weekday show on Friday, before A.W.R. jumped on the program with me, I made the comment, I had no idea how this program today was going to shake out relative to a guest lineup, simply because I didn't reach out to a lot of folks and say, hey, take time out of your weekend. I'm very well aware of the amount of time that our regular contributors give to this program, to me and to you, of their time. They don't get paid for being here. They want their voices heard. They love working with me, with you, and they love being able to get this information out to us. I mean, you talk about dedicated people. A.W.R. Hawkins spends every day of his life, Monday through Monday, writing this stuff. I can't tell you how many times we've had to cut a conversation short because something broke and he had to write. Or how many times I've heard him say, I'll see you at dinner, only to get there and get a text and say, I've got to get this story done. I'm going to be 30 minutes late. While his wife is sitting there with us. I mean, this is the dedication that comes from this crew that you hear on the program. And I'm very well aware of the amount of time. So I didn't really reach out. He reached out to me. AWR says, I want to be on. You heard me ask him about it on the daytime show, the weekday show on Friday. But he kind of brought it up to me that he wanted to be here, and it's awesome. And Alan Gottlieb in hour one, my gosh, just today, quoted in USA Today. Yesterday, he was quoted in virtually every major news outlet as we're talking about the New York State Pistol and Rifle Association case that the Second Amendment, that the Supreme Court is going to hear tomorrow. So I don't know what we're going to get a takeaway from that. I know Tom Gresham is going to be from Gun Talk. He's going to be in the, he will be in the Supreme Court room watching the hearings. Can't wait to hear from him how that went. So a lot going on, and these people are just wonderful. You know, I had no idea who was going to be here. Patricia Huff from Gun Broker jumping in. The list just came out today. Hey, can we get on to talk about this? Pink is coming up in the next segment. Honestly, I thought I was going to have 3 hours of me covering stuff from everybody because they took the time out, and it doesn't matter to them. They've got information that they want to get out, and I love every single one of them. Man, it's really something. Okay. I haven't had a chance to get a whole bunch of news out, so let me do that right now relative to some of our partners. I was teasing this during the weekday show just recently. You've heard Carr Arms. You will be hearing Carr on this program throughout 2020. Awesome. You are hearing from North American Arms. Let me talk briefly about North American Arms. The giveaway, the hat giveaway, going crazy over there. They took some time off over the Thanksgiving holidays, but this is going to continue come tomorrow. So here's what I need you to do. Call North American Arms, and they're going to send you a free hat. All you have to do is say, hey, I heard on Armed American Radio that you're sending free hats. And guess what? They're going to send you a free hat. I'm getting tons of email from you because the hat shows up in like 3 to 4 days. It's super high quality. It's not a piece of junk. And guess what? When you do that and they send you the hat, your name goes in the list to win one of two guns. One of them is going to be one right out of my very own safe. A number of you are asking, which one's it going to be? I don't know yet. Every single one of my North American Arms guns are, as far as I'm concerned, works of art. I'll pick the whatever one you get is going to be awesome because it's a North American Arms Mini 22. So you're going to enjoy it. North American Arms is going to match it. Yeah, they're going to match it. So a runner-up is going to get another North American Arms Mini from the company. And when we got to looking at how many people were calling, we said, hey, let's keep this going because they ordered new hats. So we're going to go through the hats. Probably going to be another week or two. I'm going to let North American Arms tell me, hey, okay, we're ready to give the gun away. So keep calling them. If you don't want the hat, if you don't want to call North American Arms, real simple. All you have to do is go over to my website, armedamericanradio.com. Give it about 5 seconds, a pop-up. Hey, do you want to participate in the giveaway? Just click yes, put your name and your email address in there. Boom, you are on the list. You can read more about it at social media at facebook.com/armedamericanradio. I think the guys have it pinned up there at the top of the page, if I'm not mistaken. We'll be adding more to it as the days progress. But this isn't an... Oh, and I guess I could tell you, this would be the time to tell you that we have another new partner coming to the program that says, I want in with you guys. Bursa is going to be here. Yeah, starting in January, Bursa is going to be here too. And there's more to come. So gun giveaways, really cool partners that are stepping up to the plate in what is going to be a really tough, volatile year for gun owners as the left just continues to try to beat us down every single day. We've got people stepping up and saying, we're going to make sure that our voices and your voices are heard. And Armed American Radio is just one way that we're going to help do that. These are great companies that are stepping up to the plate, and they deserve and have clearly earned our support. They have mine, and I'm going to do everything in my power to bring you some really cool stuff from all of them. And there's more to come. Now, gunbroker.com, as we sit here in the Crossbreed Holster Studios, guess what? I've got 3 range bags that I'm looking at over here in the studio, right against the wall, piled up, 3 of them in a box. Yeah, we're going to pop those out, you know, before Christmas. I don't have to, if you were living on another planet, maybe you didn't know that we put close to $700 or $800 of cool stuff in that last range bag that we gave away. I can't tell you what, if anything's going to go in these, but we've seen sponsors go, hey, I want to put something in there. So we'll see. But those are going to be, we're going to give those away. So make sure to stay tuned on Armed American Radio, social media. My website's the best place to go. We'll put the pop-ups up there so that when you go to the site, you can see it. And if you're one of the many thousands of people who visit the site every day, we'll keep you informed over there, I promise you. Also, there's some swag over there. We're going to be adding to that. That's all brand new. There's Armed American Radio t-shirts if you want to get. They're made in the USA. And, you know, got little really cool Armed American Radio zip-sip patented koozie cups over there for you and some fun stuff. And that's just going to get bigger and bigger and better and better. So some of our other sponsors I want you to pay really careful attention to and help out in the new year is Vault Pro. They have stepped up. If you're looking for a handgun safe, any safe, anything up to an underground or a safe room, they build it, and they build it right here in America for you. Defender Coffee, do I need to remind you of that? And then the rest of them, of course, with Crossbreed Holsters. And let's not forget Ammoland.com/AAR, PersonalDefenseNetwork.com/AAR. And, of course, Lenslinger's Whiskey. We've got Ernest Emerson and Emerson Knives. We're going to be doing some really fun stuff with Emerson Knives in the very near future. Of course, MyPillow, use the promo code over there. And I can see the numbers. You guys are doing it. Take advantage of that stuff for Christmas. It's all available to you. And, of course, join the Second Amendment Foundation. Talk about fighting the fight with Alan Gottlieb. There's nothing, as far as I'm concerned, that's more rewarding than knowing that when we're in these courtrooms and we have these conversations with Alan, that I'm a part of all of that. It's absolutely huge. Just absolutely huge. So I want to thank all of them for stepping up to the plate, every single one of them, and saying, hey, you know what? We want to participate on Armed American Radio. Supply, by the way, at getsupply.com. They're killing it over there. Every time you shave, you support the Second Amendment. They're killing it. Ever since they went on Shark Tank a few weeks ago, their sales are through the roof. They're backlogged right now trying to get caught up. And you're playing a major role in that. And I can't thank you enough for that. So Armed American Radio listeners are sticking together with the partners that we have across the country. And I appreciate this opportunity to be able to talk with you about it. Gunbroker.com, Defender Coffee, Second Amendment Foundation, Crossbreed Holsters, North American Arms, Car Arms on the Platinum Microphone in the Daily Defense Studios, and Bursa coming up. And there is more. GetSupply.com, check them out. VaultPro.com, Emerson Knives, and take advantage of everything that they're doing for us and doing with us as we move into what is going to be a brutal, brutal election year. Next, Rob Pincus is coming up with another tip of the week. Now, people ask me, do I know what the tip of the week is going to be? I don't. I have no idea what we're going to hear from Rob. We're going to hear it in just a couple seconds. It is the hardest thing in the world for me to stay silent when Rob is giving us the tip of the week, because everything, I'm a huge fan of everything that he does. So we're going to figure it out together. We're going to hear it for the first time right here on Armed American Radio's MonsterCast. In these Crossbreed Holster studios, Rob Pincus and the Pro Tip of the Week from Personal Defense Network is coming up next. Don't go away. Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates 100% of profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and join the coffee club while you're there. DefenderCoffee.com.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a Crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible, and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org, mark@armedamericanradio.org. And together, we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
You've helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, and now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Mike heard me talk about his pillows on air and joined us on Armed American Radio. I'm getting a much better night's sleep, and you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattresses, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, right now they're bringing back the buy one, get one offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillows. Enter promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Dr. Sebastian Gorka letting you know that the Desperado Sport Fishing Crew in Virginia Beach, Virginia supports Armed American Radio and our right to bear arms. Now, back to Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Monster Cast, as promised in the previous segment, guess what time it is? AAR, Personal Defense Network's Pro Tip of the Week with Rob Pincus. Rob's on the line. Rob, how you doing, brother? Take it away, man.
I'm doing great, man. Thank you. This is the PDN Pro Tip of the Week, and this is, for me, the first week of, quote-unquote, the holidays. I don't like it when people put the tree up before Thanksgiving, things like that. So here we are, the last night of Thanksgiving weekend, and we're going to talk about gun owner responsibility during the holidays. What are some of the things you have to think about? What are some of the things that should be occurring to you when you start thinking about the differences in behavior and environment and the things that we do, maybe specifically at this time of year? Now, hopefully these tips are also going to resonate for you year-round when you find yourself in similar circumstances. And the first thing I'm going to talk about is the responsibility that you have whenever you're carrying a firearm, whenever you're thinking about defending yourself or those you care about, to avoid conflict and or de-escalate whenever possible. We know that tensions can get high. We know that things can get rushed. Obviously, there's going to be, you know, the shopping traffic, the party traffic, the travel traffic, the crowds in different public spaces, things like that. People may be not acting in that holiday spirit, you know, whether it's fighting over the proverbial toys in the Toys R Us, the limited edition thing, or, you know, just cutting somebody off for that parking space. You have to remember that you're the better person here. You're the one who has decided to take on the responsibility of being prepared to defend yourself or others. And that means very specifically avoiding conflict. And again, this is the kind of thing that applies year round. Whenever you see the opportunity to avoid a situation that could escalate to use of force, whenever you think about, you know, again, I always go back to when I was in the police academy and they told us, you know, every single call you're on has at least one lethal weapon involved. And of course, they were talking about the gun that we were carrying as police officers into a situation. Any situation under those circumstances that escalates the use of lethal force, you have a responsibility to play, obviously, there to avoid that. So when it comes to the bad merge or the person cutting you off in the parking lot or even that person who might, you know, technically have endangered you or your family, you know, walking through that parking lot. Somebody, you know, spins into that lane in the shopping center and they almost hurt you, almost hurting you. Probably wasn't intentional. Probably they weren't paying attention. Give them the benefit of the doubt. Make sure everybody's safe and move on along your way as quickly as you can. And that goes for, again, the road rage, the shopping rage, to whatever rage you're going to be thinking about. The other thing that comes up a lot during the holidays, thankfully, is, you know, we all get together and try to have a good time, and that might involve some drinking. Now, I've talked about that before on the program, and, of course, for years, talked about the responsibility of not carrying while you're drinking. And a lot of people equate this to the same as you would when you're driving a car. Now, here's the difference. When you're driving a car, you can get to a party, you can have a couple few drinks, you can be there for 3 to 4 to 5 hours, and maybe there's a period of time when you wouldn't have driven, and therefore you let that buzz wear off, you know, and you give it some time, and you get in the car at the end of the night after having not drank for an hour or two, and you drive home, everything's just fine. When you're carrying a gun, you have to remember that there's never that situation where the gun's parked in the front yard and somebody else is holding the keys, so to speak, right, or the keys are in your jacket pocket hanging up in the coat closet. So you're always carrying the gun. You can't afford to push that limit, that edge of, well, I was a little buzzed. You know, I wouldn't draw my gun and shoot somebody right now. Not the condition you want to be in. So I have a pretty hard and fast rule about drinking and carrying. So if I'm going out to that party or if I'm hosting the party, going out to dinner, going out to that event and I'm going to be drinking, I don't carry. And I believe that is the best course of action for most people. If you feel strongly about, you know, being able to carry, that's fine. Just don't drink, right? Drinking is that optional thing. That is carrying is the optional thing. You've got to decide which is more important to you. If you're going to be drinking, I don't suggest that you carry the gun. One way to work around that is to think about a travel safe or something, whether it's like a, you know, a quick access safe, like the little gun vault nano kind of a thing, or maybe the micro vault with the quick access button. Maybe it's something like the Identilock, which is a really convenient small clamshell device where the gun can be loaded. You clamp that clamshell around the trigger area and neither you or anyone else can negligently set that off. And maybe that's where the firearm goes while you're at that party. You know, honestly, at the time, the holiday time, it's really a good idea anyway. You never know when someone's going to ask you for that last minute errand, go to this store, go to this place, go to that mall. If it's posted, if it's illegal for you to carry there, if it's that last minute invite, hey, meet me for a holiday drink, man, let's catch up. You decide to go into that bar where you can't carry or again, where you're going to be drinking, that having that secure place to put the firearm, either still inside of your bag or your purse or your backpack or whatever it is you might carry in or inside of your vehicle so that it's secured in the trunk or secured to the vehicle with a cable or something like that in the passenger compartment hidden out of view, that can be a great idea as well. Because the other thing we have to think about is having house guests and or being around what I call other people's kids, right? So other people's kids, if it's your gun, it's your responsibility. Your house guest, it's your responsibility. Now, of course, if you're home, you get to set the rules. If you tell people, hey, I know you normally carry a gun. If you don't mind, just like I'd ask you to maybe put your keys over here someplace safe. And if you're safe to drive, we're going to let you have your keys back because I am serving alcohol at this party. You're going to do the same thing with the gun. You're going to say, hey, you know what, I prefer you not carry a gun while you're drinking, cool, around me or my family or my kids or other people's kids, whatever it may be. The other thing you want to do there is then offer a place, right? Hey, I get it. You don't want to leave the car out. You don't want to leave the gun out in the car or you brought the gun anyway. Let's lock it up here in the safe. And of course, if you're handling guns inside of your house, you should have a place where you operate that gun safely, you know, a safe area to unload the gun, put the gun in storage for your friend. And then probably, you know, again, same rule, right? At the end of the night, if they're Ubering home, if the gun can stay in one of those travel safes, you know, unloaded, disassembled, whatever it is, great. Hand it to them in the travel safe, get the travel safe back from them at another time. Another thing that comes up for me a lot, too, when I'm hosting parties, I like to host that dinner party, have a few drinks, whatever it is. I like to obviously talk about guns as much as anybody else. Somebody comes over, they want to see, you know, one of the Avidity Arms prototypes. On a sober day, that's great. While we're drinking, there's no show and tell. I've seen a lot of sketchy things happen with guys, even with guns they were carrying, who wanted to do show and tell. And now all of a sudden you've got a few drinks in you, you're sitting around the poker table, and here, let me pull my gun out. And that's, you know, I get it. 20 years ago, probably wouldn't have blinked too much of an eye at it. Maybe if the gun handling was bad, I would have gotten a little antsy about it. But somewhere along the line, I realized just the idea of doing gun show and tell after you've been drinking while you're having, you know, I don't care what it is. You're over at the house, again, dinner party, wine tasting, shooting pool, playing poker, whatever it is, watching the game, let's keep that for some other time. It doesn't have to happen at the range, obviously. It can happen at your house, but make sure the alcohol isn't involved. And then the last piece I want to talk about is just that general security, right? We know that there are upticks in predatory behavior in terms of burglaries and robberies during the holiday season. Why? People go out and spend a lot of money. They're going out, they're buying nice things for friends and family. They're putting them in their home. They're putting them, you know, essentially on display, whether they're wrapped or not, under the Christmas tree there for a week or two before the holidays, or they're hidden in the parents' closet, whatever it may be. And these expensive, nice things are relatively easy to find if you're a burglar guy, because it's wrapped in, you know, really nice, bright colors. So it's easy to find the stuff you might want to take. And that means turning on the lights, using the motion lights, using your alarm system, making sure that you're very aware of the fact that someone may be more likely to try to break into your home to steal stuff, not to hurt people, to steal stuff during the holiday season. And that even goes for the stuff out on your front porch. So you got to be aware of that. And again, I'll go right back full circle to the de-escalation model. Just because someone breaks into your house to steal stuff doesn't mean it's okay to shoot them. We're still talking about the defensive use of firearms. So, you know, deter that. Obviously, we're not looking for an opportunity to shoot someone in our home, particularly during the holidays, particularly over a wrapped up present that we want to give to somebody else to make them happy, to feel good about what's going on in our lives. So security, lights, locks, alarm systems, use them. Use them the way you should. Let that be a reminder to you. If you know, kind of gotten lazy on locking the deadbolt or arming the alarm at night, let the holiday season remind you that there are people out there looking for that crime of opportunity, for the fact that you do have that package sitting on your front porch. Well, a motion light or a Ring camera, any kind of a camera set up on your front porch can dissuade that. So really important things to think about. Gun responsibility during the holidays. I hope you found this PDN pro tip of the week helpful, not just for this upcoming month or two, but really all year round.
Rob Pincus, happy Thanksgiving. You know, this is becoming the toughest segment of my show because I've got to be quiet and listen, and it's awesome advice. Thank you, man. PersonalDefenseNetwork.com/AAR for everything Rob Pincus. We'll be back in the next hour. Alan Corwin is going to be here. The Alan Corwin Experience. Don't go away.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom
on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights.